Welcome to Pitcot Podcast with your hosts, Annabelle and Bill Pitcot. Today, we are doing a deep dive into a concept that is, well, it's pretty revolutionary in the world of personal health. We're pulling it straight from the material developed by Pitcot, and we're going to be unpacking the two-minute fitness revolution. And for you listening, if you're a busy professional, a parent, really anyone who needs to get the most out of their time, our mission today is to just, you know, cut through all that fitness noise. We want to pull out the insights that actually work, the things that make health habits stick, even when your schedule feels like it's impossible. And I think the place we have to start is with the failure of, well, traditional fitness. Why is it that so many of us start a new year completely pumped up, ready to go, and then, you know, a month later, that motivation is just gone?
That's such a crucial question because the Pitcot sources really reframe that whole idea. It's not a personal failure. It's not that you're lazy or you lack willpower. The problem is the system. It's the insane time commitment that most conventional programs demand. I mean, think about it. They expect you to work out 6 days a week for an hour, plus the travel time to the gym, the cool down.
Yeah, it adds up so fast.
It does. You basically have to rebuild your entire life around the workout. And as Tony Bahu, the creator here, points out, the schedule itself becomes the biggest barrier.
That makes so much sense. It's that little debate you have in your head every single morning. Do I really want to give up an hour of sleep for this? That whole process is exhausting before you even start. And that's where this two-minute solution is just so radical.
It just flips the whole script.
Exactly. The core claim, and this is the part that makes you raise an eyebrow, is that you can get real, sustainable results with just 2 minutes a day. No gym, no fancy equipment, basically no excuses.
And, you know, it's designed to sound almost too good to be true, but the psychology behind that two-minute window is so precise. It really gets down to this concept called activation energy.
Activation energy, okay.
Yeah, it's the mental and physical effort it takes to just start something. So putting on gym clothes, driving to the gym, that's a high activation energy.
Right.
But 2 minutes, that has almost zero activation energy. I mean, it takes longer to scroll through your social media feed.
Ah, that's so true.
So your brain just goes, okay, fine, I can do that. And that right there is the key to building consistency.
It's genius, really. It attacks that mental resistance right at the source. The material actually calls this the espresso shot of fitness. I love that.
It's a perfect analogy. It's quick, it's effective, and it creates this little routine that you do it without thinking.
And because it's so short, you're just so much less likely to skip it.
Exactly. And when you don't skip it, you don't break that chain of consistency. You don't get that guilt that makes people quit. That tiny, unbreakable habit is what builds the real results over the long term.
So let's get into the specifics then. The Pitcot material outlines 5 major benefits. Why does this tiny little workout pack such a big punch?
Yeah, let's break them down.
Okay, so the first one is the most obvious. It is a time saver extraordinaire.
Absolutely. And it's not just saving the hour of the workout. You're saving all that extra time.
The commute, waiting for a machine.
Right, the change, all of it. It just integrates fitness into your life instead of making you build your life around it. You get hours of your week back.
All right, number two. Consistency is easy.
And this is where self-trust comes in. Every time you do those 2 minutes, you're telling yourself, I'm someone who follows through.
Ooh, I like that.
And that feeling of success starts to spill over into other parts of your life.
Okay, third benefit, no fancy equipment.
This is huge for sustainability. If your workout depends on a specific place or a piece of gear, you're just setting yourself up for failure.
Like if the gym is closed or you're traveling.
Exactly. But with bodyweight exercises, the workout is always there. You can do it in your pajamas, in a hotel room, anywhere.
Love it. Okay, number four, it's great for beginners and pros.
Yeah, the scalability is key. A beginner might do it at, say, 50% intensity, just focusing on good form.
And a pro?
A pro can turn those 2 minutes into an all-out high-intensity blast. The time stays the same, but the challenge just adjusts to your level.
And finally, number five is the body-mind boost.
This is the immediate reward. Even that short burst of movement, it triggers endorphins, it gets your circulation going.
So you feel it right away.
Instantly. Get a mood lift, less stress, a shot of energy. It's like a little mood regulator hidden inside a workout.
Okay, so we get the why. Now, let's make it real. Let's walk through the actual 2-minute toolkit from the Pitcot material. What are we actually doing for those 120 seconds?
Right. The routine itself is just a masterpiece of efficiency. It's designed to be a full body workout in 4 30-second intervals.
What's the first 30 seconds?
You start with jumping jacks. The whole point is to just get your heart rate up immediately, get the big muscles working, warm up the whole body.
Yeah.
No slow ramp up, just straight into it.
Okay, and then right after that?
You go straight into 30 seconds of push-ups. This hits your chest, shoulders, arms, and your core has to be engaged to keep you stable.
Now, what if you can't do a full push-up?
That's the key. You modify. You just do them on your knees. The goal is maximum effort with good form for 30 seconds, not struggling through 3 bad reps.
Got it. So after push-ups, we're on to the third interval.
Yes. 30 seconds of squats. This is your fundamental lower body move. It hits the biggest muscles in your body, thighs, glutes. So you get a huge bang for your buck, you know, in terms of calorie burn.
So we've hit cardio, upper body, and lower body. What's the last piece?
The last 30 seconds is the plank. This is all about core strength and stability.
A static hold.
Exactly. It's an intense full body tension exercise. And that's it. 4 moves, 30 seconds each, no rest. You've got a legitimate functional workout in just 2 minutes.
Wow. That's it. Done. Okay, before we get into how to actually make this a habit that sticks, I just want to pause for a second. This kind of efficient, consolidated information is so valuable. And this deep dive, like so many others we do, comes from best-selling resources that are curated to help you get the most out of your time. To explore all this material, we really encourage you to visit the home base for all things Pitcot, www.pitcot.com. That's PITCOT.com. Okay, so let's get back to it. We have the routine, but how do we make it stick? Even a 2-minute habit can get forgotten, right?
That is the critical question. And the material addresses this with a really clear getting started game plan. It's all about behavior modification first, results second.
So what are the steps?
Step one is pick your why. And this has to be deeper than just, I want to get fit.
More specific.
Way more specific and emotional. Is it about having the energy to play with your kids? Is it about feeling proud of yourself every morning? That why is what you hold on to.
I see. That makes a lot of sense. What's step two?
Step two, set a time. This is how you make it automatic. Don't just say, I'll do it later. You have to be specific.
Like right after my morning coffee?
Perfect. That's called habit stacking. You link the new tiny habit to one you already have. It completely removes the need for willpower. The decision is already made.
Okay, so anchor it to something. Step three is about tracking.
Yes, track your wins. This is so important for motivation. Get a calendar and just put a big X on every day you do it.
Ah, so you see the chain building.
Exactly. You're rewarding the behavior of showing up, not just the outcome. Seeing a streak of 30 straight days, well, that makes it really hard to quit.
Yeah, you don't want to break the chain. Okay, and the final step.
Step four is mix it up. You don't want to get bored. And you don't want your body to get too used to the same thing.
So keep the 2-minute structure, but swap the exercises.
Exactly. Maybe one day you do lunges instead of squats, or mountain climbers instead of jumping jacks. It keeps things fresh, fun, and it keeps your muscles guessing.
This brings me to what I think is maybe the most powerful idea in the whole thing. The Pitcot material calls it the gateway drug concept.
Yes. I love this part. It perfectly captures how human behavior works.
The idea is that the 2 minutes is just the entry point, right? The win is just getting started.
That's it. The hardest part of any workout is going from 0 to 1, from sitting on the couch to actually moving.
So once you're up and moving for 2 minutes?
Your brain's whole conversation changes. It's not, do I have to work out anymore? It's, well, I'm already here. Maybe I'll do another 2 minutes, or I'll hold this plank for another 30 seconds.
You're already over the biggest hurdle.
You are.
Yeah.
And it just reinforces the core message of this whole thing. Doing something is always, always better than doing nothing. It's about being the person who shows up, even if it's not for a perfect hour-long session that, let's be honest, probably wasn't going to happen anyway.
So wrapping this all up, what this really means for you, the listener, is that the path to a healthier you doesn't have to be some massive, painful overhaul. It can start small. It can be built on consistency. It uses this undeniable power of just 2 minutes to build strength, to build energy, and maybe most importantly, to build pride and a new habit you can actually stick with.
And I want to leave you with one final thought to really chew on. If the biggest thing that's always stood in your way has been time, and now that barrier is just 120 seconds, what excuse is left? And really think about that. The structure is simple, the commitment is tiny, the mental block is gone. My challenge to you is to find your 2 minutes right now, today, and just see what happens.
An incredible deep dive. And remember, this information comes from the bestseller ebooks on our ebook store. To start building your own fitness library, you can visit www.pitcott.com/books. That's PITCOT.com/books to download. We request you to subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the PitCop podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. And remember to check out all the resources we talked about today and so much more at our home base, www.pitcott.com